escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the Dolphins wanted or were willing to put a draft pick in. So it was a fifth and seventh swap. Mm-hmm. But instead of, let's say, Minka going back in the deal, I think the Dolphins were hoping for another draft pick. And the Steelers preferred to send Minka to Miami instead. They wanted to get the salary off the books and get him out of here as opposed to, I don't know, like I'll just throw a pick out there, say a third-round pick going back to Miami in the deal.
Because they still have designs on moving around and wheeling and dealing with those picks next year.
They just don't like the contract.
To go back to what Jerry said, I think it's
a depreciating contract in a big way.
So Jerry tweeted this out yesterday, I think, or might have written a story that had this in there. I saw fake John and Robinson float the same thought that they were cutting their losses. Jerry said they didn't feel that the production from the player was commensurate with the compensation for the player. By definition, if that is what the longest tenured beat writer is reporting the team internally felt, how could you read it as anything other than a cutting of your losses? If you don't think you're getting production that matches what you're paying somebody, dealing them away is by definition cutting your losses.
I agree. It is a little bit of a chicken or the egg conundrum, though, because it's almost like with Justin Fields, after it's all said and done, saying, well, we didn't want to give $40 million to a guy because he didn't make enough plays. You didn't want him to make plays. You were asking him to lead an offense. The whole charge or the whole emphasis was put on don't screw up things. So I do think it's a little bit unfair. Now,
but did they make, but hold on, there's a chicken and the egg within the chicken and the egg.
What?
It's like chicken and the egg inception here.
It's like those like Russian eggs.
It's a nesting doll.
Yeah, where you open one up and there's another little one inside.
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Did they put him so far back, even though they said we want him to make plays, but did they put him so far back because they were worried that he had lost a step?
Yes.
And therefore they hoped that the plays he could make were ranging around in center field?
Yes, I think that's true too.
Then we've got multiple chickens in the egg
situation. And I would even say, because we fought with Steelers fans on this during the season who just wanted to support the team at the time, who would say things like, well, he's doing things, and this is just the first person who popped into my head. I'm sure he's not the only person who did this, but for whatever reason, this is a credit to this person. I am now identifying him with this cause. Like, the Chris Carters of the world would say things like, he is doing things on film that don't see. Stop getting on Minka's case for no interceptions in 25 games. You guys that don't watch the All-22, you don't know how important he is to the Steelers' defense. And I'm not accusing Chris of this now, but it's just funny that now that the season is over and he's been traded, like the Steelers' position seems to be the same one all the fans had.
Well, hold on a second.
Which is you need to make big plays if you're getting paid that amount of money.
Which is true. Did Chris Carter and others who did that same level of posting or style of posting do that? This is an honest question. Another chicken in the egg. Did like Terrell Austin say Minka's actually doing things that aren't showing up? Just go watch the film.
Yeah, and the then coaches those... did that.
But
of course they did.
But I'm asking, did those guys only start crunching the film through that lens once the coaches started saying that to sort of excuse Minka's
play? Oh, I don't know.
Because if they
that.
Only did it after the coaches started saying that. It, don't you think that matters in this discussion?
Why? Because they just wanted to like.
Well, the coaches are throwing the breadcrumb out, and then okay, you're going to get a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to get confirmation bias. Somebody already told you this is happening. By the way, you played that cam clip. I kind of hypothesized when you put the blind item out there, a veteran that got into it with Minka, I thought it might be Cam.
Yep.
I have to walk that back because I don't think Cam would have BS'd people on his podcast in those terms. I think
interesting.
I have to walk back and say either Cam is a phenomenal diplomat in that setting or it was a different veteran on this team who was getting into it with
Jeremy
Minka.
Fowler is going to join us in 15 minutes with more thoughts on this trade, the likelihood of a Watt deal, what the Schefter tweet, how... Jeremy, who runs in the same circles, what he thought of it. Also, we've had Doran say on the station that he thinks another move is coming. Is Jeremy hearing the same things? Now, here is Ray Fittipaldo on Minka Fitzpatrick being the root of the problem for the Steelers defensively last year.
Guys like Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen were not on the same page as Minka Fitzpatrick all the time. When Deshaun and Patrick were talking about the miscommunication and guys not doing their job, maybe they were talking about guys like Cam Sutton and others. But if you would watch the tape and you would see what they were talking about after the Chiefs game where Minka got beat to the flat, just seemed like if you pay close attention, that there were issues there with the communication and maybe things had run its course with Minka being a centerpiece to this football team. So
what is your theory that they were talking about him?
I think at least partly. I think some of that might have been Cam Sutton, but I think a lot of that, yes, was Minka Fitzpatrick.
A lot of it was Minka. Just not trusting the game plan. Why? Because he didn't like the way he fit into the game plan. He basically went rogue. He basically went and did his own thing.
If you want to go run afoul of Mike, or to be fair, almost any coach in football, go rogue. Don't follow the game plan. Do what you want to do. There are very few players who've ever been given permission, Troy is one of them, to just kind of do what you see and act on it. Probably Ed Reed, too. And that was in a healthy way. If Minka's just like, I'm ticked off, I'm going to do it my way, and I don't really care what happens, that's going to alienate you immediately from the whole coaching staff, from most of your teammates, because you make the rest of them look bad. And because you're one of the highest paid guys, you're one of the last names that's going to get brought up in the moment as being the one who screwed up.
Donnie, we heard Hayward sound very conflicted on this. Is that how you feel, or do you think that there's a clear winner and loser in what happened with this trade?
I do think the Steelers won out here. I mean... We could honestly probably look at the Ramsey and Fitzpatrick part of it and think of it more so as a wash. I do think it's fair to point that Ramsey didn't have it. It's not like he had a bad season in 2024. Is he at the peak of his career? No. But he isn't coming off like a terrible year or anything. Cornerback is always going to be more valuable than safety.
He was better than average last year by most of the metrics like the smart people use at this point.
He's still good.
Yeah, he was an above average.
He still wants the other team's number one wide receiver, and he usually holds up pretty well against that guy.
And they brought in a player on the offensive side that they can move around a little bit, maybe be creative with. We'll have to wait and see how they utilize Jonnu Smith. But, I mean, they're getting two pretty good players who had pretty good seasons in 2024 and getting rid of a guy that they mostly wasted. I don't really throw it all on Minka Fitzpatrick, but the way that he was utilized just didn't really fit to how he's most productive. And I don't know how anybody can watch on any sort of film last year and not see that. They had a dude playing 30 yards off the football almost every snap.
Well, the next thing becomes... because Pickens is gone. Now the biggest potential headache on the team is Ramsey. I mean, he pretty much got into it with Mike McDaniel and hated their nerdy coach and was like, I don't want to play for him anymore. So it was a situation really where the Dolphins, I think if...
he was never going to play for them.
He was not going to play for them again. Right. It's interesting, the conversation there, the reason why the Dolphins think they won the trade is because they think the draft pick swap was for Ramsey. And they feel like they traded Jonnu Smith for Minka. We say it was Minka for Ramsey. They're saying they were happy to just get the draft pick swap for Ramsey And it was really, they traded a tight end for Minkah.
I actually think their telling of it is more accurate if they knew the player in Ramsey wasn't going to play there. I think that's how I would look at it, too. They're trading a tight end coming off his absolute apex season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For a player that...
They seem to think if the Steelers had just called and said, we'll trade you a fourth-round pick for Jalen Ramsey, that the Dolphins would have made that deal. Which, if that's true, just for a second here, if that's true, why wouldn't the Steelers have just done that, Donnie? Like, just trade a fourth-round pick for Ramsey and have both. If it's all to what we were talking about before, if it's about going all in,
wouldn't you rather have both? Two Hall of Fame track kind of players or ability-level players in the same secondary.
So the only a couple of things would come to my mind there, and it was either they had some sort of meeting with Minkah Fitzpatrick where they had clear philosophical differences and thought, maybe we should move on here.
Okay.
Or Kabali came on with me yesterday and said the Steelers had seemingly zero intention to sign this guy to another deal and they felt this was the right time to make a move like this.
I think it's the second one. I mean, I'm not ruling out that a conversation happened and they're like, we don't exactly see eye to eye because Minkah hinted at that all year.
Plus, that's why he wanted out of Miami the first time. He hated his
usage.
I agree with that.
Yes, but... I just think that their real feelings behind closed doors was they just didn't think the guy was that good of a football player anymore. I think that's what it is.
Which is, again, more of a cut your losses situation. And also, if you think his play has slipped and on the side he is proud enough and cerebral enough to be calling out the way you're deploying him, and you might be deploying him because you don't think he can handle anything else, you wouldn't want him in the same secondary as Jalen Ramsey this year. You would feel like that's diminishing returns. You'd feel like that's actually addition by subtraction, getting rid of him.
It is going to be interesting with Ramsey because he is a ticking time bomb. There's a reason why he's on his fourth team.
You said that you claimed that he didn't like nerdy Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Isn't the total antithesis to Mike McDaniel Mike Tomlin?
Malsy, everybody starts out liking Mike Tomlin.
I am saying this tongue-in-cheek. I am not saying this sincerely as someone that's like, Mike gets the best out of everybody. My God, while you were on vacation last week, Donnie and I are playing clips of James Harrison saying, you know, the thing I liked most about Mike T was also the thing I hated the most about Mike T. He's a player's coach. It's bad and good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.